Well, I'm recording this at 5:30 Eastern time. I don't know how the election has gone. And I'm not quite sure what episode to do except for a Michael Scott type of podcast. I'm going to explain that in a second. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend. I've gotten so many people subscribing to the network, the FLF network, because you understand the importance of having these platforms or supporting this network where we can have our own platform. So voices that you resonate with, voices that you agree with, voices that you deem important to hear and to help you and bless you, to continue to have those voices. Thank you for everyone who has become a subscriber. And if you have not already, prayerfully consider it, because we are getting to platform day in by day. It seems like in the last couple of weeks, every single day I've heard about somebody just being removed, companies being removed now. I've even heard, it's absolutely remarkable. Go to flfnetwork.com, put an HGBT in a memo field, and you'll get a sweet mug like the two behind me, not really set up properly, but there they are in the back, and you'll get one too. Thanks for everyone who watches on YouTube as well. Before we get into the show today, this show is brought to you by Samaritan Ministries. Let's be honest, talking about health insurance is not something anyone really likes to do. It can be confusing with lots of jargon. Plus, who really knows what it's actually going to take care of? That's why Samaritan Ministries is a healthcare option you should consider. It's not insurance. It's Christians sharing healthcare costs and encouraging one another when there's a medical need. Samaritan members know that when an illness or injury happens, fellow members have their backs. Here's how it works. There's no network restrictions. You choose your doctor, hospital, and pharmacy. Send your medical bills to Samaritan Ministries. They notify other members to send you money to help you pay your shareable bills, which in some cases could include therapeutic massage and alternative medical practices. Samaritan members send a fixed amount every month directly to another member, and the cost for one person could be as low as $75 a month. You can join Samaritan Ministries any time of year. Why not today? Learn more at SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. SamaritanMinistries.org. Really using some voice inflection there to get your attention. So, it's after the election, and I don't know what happened because I recorded this before the election. But some of the things that I heard, I saw videos of voter fraud. I saw people mailing in multiple ballots when you're only allowed to vote in or mail in your own separately. I saw people putting Democrat voting tickets right next to the door of the building people elected were going to vote at, which was illegal for that district. I saw people in Philadelphia that were registered with the city or the county or whoever they register with that were election watchers for Trump that weren't allowed in to watch because, you know, they have people that come in and observe to make sure that it's fair and that there's no hocus pocus going on or other more serious words than hocus pocus. Grown men should not use the word hocus pocus. So I've seen that. I've also seen that Republicans are turning out more in Florida than Democrats, registered Democrats. That's a really good sign. I've seen a lot of good data in Miami-Dade County. I've seen a lot of good data in Ohio with Democrats underperforming in Democrat-heavy districts by 10% compared to 2016. Another good sign for Ohio. I've seen the Joe Biden campaign saying they don't need to win Florida and Pennsylvania, which I, from all the data I see, I don't see how that Trump loses Florida. And so if they're putting and equating Florida and Pennsylvania together, then I feel pretty good about Pennsylvania. And if you don't win those two, this has got to be a Trump thing. This has got to be a Trump win. But who knows with all the challenging and not conceding. That's probably the most likely situation, that Trump wins and they don't concede and they fight it and we're in chaos and there's riots right now. And you're listening to this on the road, driving away from your inner cities to get into safety and flee. But so I didn't know what to really talk about today, because honestly, what happens with this election, in my mind, for your finances, for where you live, for your careers, for everything that has to do with what we talk about in this show, the economy as a whole changes. It completely changes. I was listening to Michael Knowles, and he was talking about how 2016, we said it was the most important election of our time, or maybe ever. And then we say it again this time. And that's not necessarily a contradiction, because that 2016 could be the most important. And then 2020 could be the most important. And then 2024 can be really important as well. Because where we are in society is at the tipping point. And either we're going to go and progress towards socialism, communism, or we're going to progress back towards liberty. That's the only way. That's the only decision that is being made right now. Which way are we going to be trending? There's no neutrality. There's no middle ground. There's no complacency. We're either trending towards totalitarian social communism, or we're trending towards and fighting back and slowly going back towards the Constitution. There is no middle ground. And if the Biden-Harris ticket, or the Harris-Biden ticket, as they like to say, wins, we are going to plummet towards that socialist goal. The tug of war, it's going to be, when you know in your tug of war and there's like mud in the middle, that's going to be like one of the last jolts to get us into the mud where it's all over. And so what is your advice? So I'm like Michael Scott, where he had this video where they were trying to find out if his soon to be fiance, or in the next couple seasons, his fiance, Holly, was going to break off with her and fiance. And they're waiting to see if the ring was on her finger. And so he made a video beforehand saying, or having him cheered up if it was depressing and she was still engaged with the guy, or really excited and partying if they weren't together anymore. And that's where I feel like we're at today. So I just wanted to kind of split this off and tell you the two different ways that I'm seeing things. If Joe Biden wins and Kamala Harris, what do you do? What do we do? How do we prepare? Well, I think in the long term, the stock market's going to crash. So short the market. That's what I would do. Or I shouldn't say that. But if I was a betting man, this is not financial advice, but I would expect and make moves and talk to a financial advisor about what to do when a market is declining. Because they claim to take, they're going to repeal the tax cuts. They're going to add regulations. They're going to implement liberal leftist policies. They're going to shut down the government again. All of those things are going to be detrimental to your 401k. They're going to be detrimental to your retirement plans. They're going to be detrimental to your investments. They're going to be detrimental to your corporations, your businesses, for the most part, your small businesses. And it's going to get crazy. It's going to get crazy. I don't think the riots are going to stop either. There's going to be shutdowns. There's going to be chaos. I think it's going to look a lot like Europe, quite honestly, and seeing the protests and the revolts back from that. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty at all. One of the things that I'm considering doing is moving to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. No federal income tax, not a state yet. There's a few things that I've been thinking through. I probably talked about it a few times because I'm seriously thinking about this. They have no federal income tax. They have the Jones Act, which requires some American presence with boats and crews and all that stuff that we need to repeal to make it even cheaper to live there. It's not a state yet, so there's not that much federal requirements. So I would like us to like get a group of people to move down there, take over the island, make sure it doesn't become a state, and take over the local politics there and influence people and build up and use the resources we're saving from not paying federal income tax and having a lower standard of living, lower cost of living, to prepare to build up places for hurricanes when they come, and to be able to regroup and readvance and try to put a counterattack, whatever that looks like, metaphorically and symbolically, of course. And I think it could be done. And I know, like, I used to live in Hawaii, a lot of you know, and there was a place that white people did not go for the most part. Waianae. It was on the main island where the capital is, Honolulu, the North Shore. Beautiful place. Waianae is even a beautiful place. But there are rebels there. There are people that do not recognize the United States. And some of them have good reason to be. I'm not going to lie. So something like that could be done as well. If Trump wins, The party is happening. I'm the next day on the show. I'm going to be so excited. I'm going to be shouting for joy. We're going to be optimistic. We're going to be talking about what do we do with a growing economy. We're going to bounce back. It's going to be, from a financial business perspective, a jolly good time. A jolly good time. The stock market's going to go up. There's going to be further removal of regulations. There's going to be more competition, and there's going to be more of this weeding out of corruption in our government. And thank God for that. So we're going to have opportunity again, and there's going to be opportunities for us to force our agenda. Because if Trump wins, I also believe, if it goes the way I think it is, we're going to take the Senate and the House again. And this is where we need to lean in with everything that is in us and to be as radical as the left has been. We need to demand the Republicans move far right. We need to put through bills that are strictly pro-life, outlawing abortion, lowering taxes, removing the bureaucracies that have no right to be there, that are acting as legislators under the executive branch. We need to put our foot to the pedal and accelerate. We need to get as much undone as possible that the left has done over the 120 years in the next 4 years, and then get ready for the next election. That's what we need to lean into, and we need to be thinking strategically with our businesses, where we live, what we invest in, where we work, everything that we can, because we don't want to be in this situation again where we are desperate for a victory of somebody who's mostly good, who mostly gets it right. We want to have such a statement. We want to make such a firm policy actions that people can rally behind it, identify it, and see the blessings of it in the next 4 years, which they will, I believe, if we can push hard, have all the House, have the Senate, have control of the House, have control of the Senate, and have the presidency. We can do it if we don't become lackadaisical. Remember this feeling of uncertainty that we had if Trump wins, and let's fight like never before so that we can dominate the future elections, because people see how good it is under freedom, under biblical principles. And that is one of the things that I think is advantageous to the Republican Party in a lot of ways, is if we start to push hard on them, they will bend, because they're used to being pushed hard by the Democrats. So why can't we, the silent majority, and why can't we, the Christians that are supposed to rule this country, push like the left does to the Republicans and make them do what we want? We're the ones that vote for them. We're the ones that fund them for the most part. So those are my two sides of the story. Regardless of what happens, God is in control. Regardless of what happens, His plans have not altered. He knows the end from the beginning from the end. He is omnipotent, all-powerful. And no matter how unsure we are about where we are in our living situations, in our government, in our 401ks, all of those things, that God is our firm foundation and we trust in Him. We don't trust in chariots. We don't trust in horses. We don't trust in gold. We don't trust in hallelujahs like the reparation king, whatever his name, Eric Mason, the woke church that can't be called the woke church anymore, says. God is good. He's doing amazing things. He's going to continue to do amazing things. Stay faithful. Do not worry about the results. As long as you are faithful, you will be blessed. God's kingdom will come, and every knee will bow. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.